Beginnt kein Tag, mit Sertes beim Metzir, der Pesayim beginnt mit Rav, beginnt das Mathe, beginnt das Gemache, lo me nokert al Ayoi Shebe Elof. So, the Bereshis Rabbe, and the Medrash is brought that Ayoi nokert, the Aleph Yud Vav, the Dad in it, but the Lama in nokert, the Lama does not have a Dad in it. I'm not in Bereshiv, and he says the following rule. Kamokim Shet Mitzik Sav Rabbe Al HaNakuda, whenever you have the letters that don't have a dot, more than the one that has the dot. At the Derech Sixav, you expound the written, but the Kanch and the Kudah Rabbah, here where the letters that have the dot in it are more, it's three out of the four. So at the Derech Sixav, so you expound the dotted words, you should read it, Ayay Avraham. That's like, not that Elov, but it's actually Ayay. Where is Avraham? Where is he? So Amr Bizar, he says they teach Shem Shamalay Lavram Ayisara, that just like they said Avram, where's Sarah? Kacham Lasara Ay Avram, that they asked Sarah, where's Avram? And Bukhanami have a Pirish Hacha, and that's the same thing that Argamar is saying over here. But of the Pish Akunches, according to Rashi, the Pirish that he says a different shot. This is the Mishmachi Nakat. The reason why there's dots on the Aleph Yud and Vav is the Achinam Shalu Loi, that for nothing they asked him. And must be teaching us that they wanted him to know that she's in the tent. So kasha difficult. The ha'yilei lenakad al ayei sara. The dot should be on ayei sara. The ikar ashayla shashalala. That's the primary question that they asked him regarding her. Why would it be on the alav yudvav of a love if it's not like the way the medrash says in Bereishis Rabba? Next is maslam. That begins the word the gemara de balu. He could ask how the woman's doing through her husband. So as he explains, Hainu Davka Lishol, that's specifically to ask, are you playing this? Where is that woman? Avalishol Bishlema. But to ask her how she's doing, Avila De Bala, even through her husband, also it's forbidden to mean the parak, I saw Yuks, like the condition of Ayin Omid Beis, and there, the Maskel Ayin, Ayin Shamluk over there, Tzachin Sas, is brought in parentheses. You have to look into this a little bit. Next test Maskel, the beginning of the Gemara, Pas Kitnis Nan. Are the words of the Mishnah Pas Kitnis or Pas Vikitnis? So Tais explains. Hapshit is obvious. Rabbi Yechon Amar LaBnai. Rabbi Yechon said to his son, "Pas v'kitnis, to give them bread and beans, but look, pas shakitnis, not bread or beans." Elochay mebayle. What the Gemara is asking like this: Pas kitnis tnan are the words in our Mishnah that the way the Tana wrote it is pas kitnis, and that is vafalach. And even so, mashma shape would definitely make sense that it means pas nachelis ima kitnis, bread that's eaten with beans. Look, mashma pas v'kitnis, and it wouldn't mean bread. I mean bean bread, and by time the reason for that would be which in regular pasha kitnis, people don't usually make bean bread. So the nafkamina, the difference of this would be if someone actually did, it's not what the story was. But the reason why the time would write it later was to say that if someone said to his workers, he's giving them pas kitnis, pas big kitnis, he would have to give him bread and beans. Well, they don't know. Maybe pas for kitnis, not maybe the words of the Mishnah are that he and the Tana specifically wrote it, bread and beans. Because I'm a like pas kitnis, but if let's say someone said to his workers, I'm giving you pas kitnis without a bun, have a mashma, pas kitnis. Yeah, it would sound like that. He's giving him bean bread. Next test, the words of the Mishnah, and these individuals eat from biblical law. And the reason for this is Mishnah Naimer Kar, since we were originally talking that we're going to work is that eat al desh pas kitnis, that he made up with them that he's going to feed them, or that's the custom of the country. Therefore, here it says that they eat from biblical law, without making it up, without the custom, this is what the Torah mandates. Next, it's not to begin with the word the when it's attached, at the time when the work is being finished. In other words, when they don't need the ground anymore, for example, like Kaitzer, harvest, Vabaitzer, which is also harvesting, Yotza, that excludes Hamanachish, weeding, Vaidr, and hoeing. The Gemara learns it out, on Amid Beis, Mevel Kelichali Sitin, that to your own vessels you shouldn't put in, which teaches Vizmancha, Atanaisa Kilbishalavais, is when you're putting it into the home, into the employer's vessels. Now, betalish regarding detached, that's specifically kodem gemar melacha before the end of the work. Kind of that means gemar melacha lemaiser before the end of the work when it's before it's ready for maiser, and the bigmara, which is daf peites, mapik lemidayish learns out from the word of the pasuk that regarding the threshing.